vase.
Now, you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase, would you? Mm-hmm. What would be the container that you would grow them in?
Well, the flower pot, I reckon. Okay. That's what they call it.
Do people ever keep flower pots inside?
Yeah. In the winter time, you have to bring them inside. They'd get killed if you didn't, you know.
So, the common everyday utensils that you would use for eating a meal, you would use a
plate, knife, fork. Those things, is that what you're talking about? Utensils, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're talking about knife, fork, spoon.
Right. And if you were maybe having steak, you'd probably have a set of...
Well, knives. Uh-huh.
And say if after you got through with the meal and you had washed the dishes, what would you call yourself doing when you would run water over them to get the soap suds off? You'd say you would...
Rinse them, and then you dry them and put them away.
Set them up. Oh, that's what I had in.
You always set up, didn't you?
What does that mean?
Put the dishes where they belong.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to, I used to fuss, you know, about who was going to wash and who was going to dry.
Yes, ma'am.
And Emily always wanted to set up.
Yeah. But don't set the dishes up, you know, put them away.
That was the least trouble.
I see. Hmm. Well, when you wash the dishes, the piece of cloth, the rag, or whatever that you would use, when you were washing, what would you call that?
Called it a dish rag.
Did you have one that you used when you dried it?
Dish yeah, cloth. I had a dish towel or a dish cloth.
Dish cloth. Or say something like that, but one that was about the size of your hand that you might use for bathing your face. What would that be called?
Wash rag.
Wash rag.
All right, they told me to tell it like it is. Yeah. That's what we called it.
And the big one that you dry off with?
Towel. It's a towel.
Right. Well, in the kitchen, right over your sink, when you turn on the water, the thing that the water comes out of, that's the...
faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about if it were in the yard, say that you'd hook up a hose to, you'd call that the...
Called the same thing, I reckon. A lot of people call it a spigot.
Spigot or faucet.
Yeah.
Same thing. Have you ever seen one of these portable water containers that you could carry water along with you? And usually there'd be something on there that you could mash or push and the water would come out the bottom?
Yeah.
What would a thing like that be called, you suppose?
Oh, well, what would you call it?
She was talking, I didn't hear what he said.
Like on a thermos bottle you carry around with you, that thing you push to get the water and tea out of it, what do you call that?
I'd say faucet, I
don't know of any particular word. Some people call some of that stuff a tap.
Yes, ma'am.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. What about hydrant? Do you ever use that?
Yeah.
What would that?
That would be
like
something out in the yard.
Out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Say this expression: if you had some really cold weather and you got up one morning and you turned, we're going to turn on the water, but nothing came out. You might say something like, well,